All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The reigning Mercer County Fair Queen is Josie Finch, and she gets set to leave a week from Thursday. We're talking to her on Wednesday, January the 10th. How are things going? Well, you've been, I know, focused on a lot of basketball, but how are things going in terms of getting ready for the big state Fair Queen pageant?
You know, they're going really great. Looking forward to it a lot. Been practicing a lot. It takes a lot of work, a lot more than people would think, I suppose. But, yeah, I've had a lot of help. It's been a lot of fun, actually.
Well, let's go back to July when you were crowned Mercer County Fair Queen. Was that, I can't remember, was that your first foray into the pageant lifestyle? Okay, no, so it was. So just tell us your reaction to doing it for the first time. Was it everything you expected?
It was something totally different than I think what I had expected. Honestly, I didn't really know what to expect, but I went into it just wanting to have fun and for it to be a memory that I could look back onto as my time in the county fair pageant. I was totally not going into it expecting to win or anything like that, but it was such a blessing, and I'm so glad that I was picked to be Miss Mercer County.
So you would say a fair assessment would be you got out of your comfort zone a little bit?
Absolutely. That was kind of the goal of the whole thing, was to do something that I'd never done before and something that I wasn't necessarily comfortable with, but something that I knew would be a lot of fun.
All right. So have any kids come up to you and said, well, you did it last summer, you're my example, I've never done this pageant stuff before, I'm gonna pull a Josie Finch on everyone and do it?
No, but I've been encouraging some of my friends to do it, trying to get my sister into it, but everybody knows that's probably not going to happen within the near future. But I have been encouraging my friends, and we'll see how it goes.
What's the biggest thing you've learned from the whole experience?
I think it would definitely have to be to not take myself so seriously. A majority of the pageant is about relaxing and having fun and being yourself, letting your personality really shine through in everything you do. And it's kind of helped me relax a little bit. You wouldn't think it would be that way, but it is. And I think it's kind of helped me discover who I am as a person.
Right. So what, I guess, how nervous are you? Again, we're talking to you basically a week out before the pageant. So I think covering this story before, I think there's like 70 some odd county fair queens jammed into one room. So I mean, how nervous or anxious or overwhelming is that type of experience, do you think?
I don't know if it's quite sunk in yet, but it's crazy that we only have a week until the actual event, because I remember it didn't seem too long ago that I was posting on Facebook, oh wow, 100 days until the pageant, and it really has snuck up on me a little bit, but yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it, so.
All right, so I got to ask you, so since you've played this year, like basketball, during the course of a game, and maybe don't have to tell me the truth, has anybody kind of given you a little razzing on the court, saying there's the queen of the Mercer County Fair Queen, get out of her way, things of that nature? Has, you know, any student sections given you a hard time or anything?
No, honestly. I when I'm on the court, I really try to focus on what I'm doing. So even if anybody were to say anything about it, you know, I'm there to play. I'm there to try my hardest and do my best. But you know, it's not really something I would focus on, but, you know, if it happens, it happens. I mean,
I asked you before, I know, I think earlier in the school year, I said, have you ever pulled a, you know, at home, I'm the queen, I'm not doing that. You said, well, I've thought about it, but I really haven't. Have you, come on, you need to do that, at least heading into the state county fair queen pageant.
Well, I've been told that as we get down there to the state pageant, I'm not going to be able to do a lot of things myself, so I think I'll get my fill of that down there.
All right, so we've told you before about being kind of a well-rounded student. I remember you show hogs, you're a queen, you play basketball, I think you throw the shot in discus, you're on the flag squad. Mm-hmm. So that's a full year. So I guess your message to people is kind of getting, and maybe I've missed some of the things you're involved in, but is, you know, those type of things are rewarding and add to one's life, I would say, that because there's a lot of different kids that are involved in a lot of different things, So that forces you to basically interact with a lot of different kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I really enjoy getting involved in a lot of different things. But yeah, it's definitely, it is a plateful. It's a lot to do. I have a full schedule, but I'm definitely involved in programs that are very forgiving with my schedule, and they're very understanding of what a busy person I am. But it's definitely the memories that come out of being in so many different things that really drive me to do so many different things.
I know you can't tell us what your speech is, but are you pretty pumped about what you've put together and getting set for next week?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My speech is something that really is a major part of my life and what I really enjoy doing. So it's really going to come from the heart, and I'm ready to go. It's going to be a great time.
I mean this. I hope you win. I think that would be just an incredible story. I think you can do it. So I know all of us back in Aledo and Mercer County and representing the Mercer County Fair are rooting for you. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Good to visit with Josie Finch, the reigning Mercer County Fair Queen, getting set for the County Fair, the Illinois County Fair Queen Pageant coming up next week. We're talking to Josie on January the 10th, coming up, I believe, on the 18th is the day the pageant starts. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.